Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
If you're still finalising your summer holiday plans, my next guest is going to persuade you that Scotland should be your next destination. Travel writer with the Irish Examiner, Tom Branagh. Good afternoon.
Hello, Brendan. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Tom. And you took Scotland to a whole other level, actually. You went on a road trip from Cork to the Shetland Islands. But before we get to that, Tom, do we tend to overlook Scotland a bit as a holiday destination?
I actually think, yeah, we absolutely do. And I think if you look at the fact that Scotland and Ireland, we probably kind of jockey for a similar market share internationally. I'm sure we've all been told by a foreigner overseas, they've never made it to Ireland, but they've been to Scotland. So I think then from an Irish traveller perspective, we, those of us who have not been to Scotland, maybe there's, you know, a preconception or soundings that it's perhaps too similar to merit.
Exactly.
So then for those of us who go, we're completely like blown away by, you know, the dramatic scale of the Highlands, for example, which kind of feel like a supersized McGillicuddy Reeks. And obviously the city breaks are really popular for Irish visitors. And but then, you know, you've got the kind of the cool cultural affinity to the shared language aspect, the Celtic situation. So, and also, Brendan, nowadays, I mean, there's a bit of eye roll about these travel buzzwords, but this cool-cation trend, yeah, where visitors are kind of, you know, veering towards northern climates a lot more, be it Scandinavia, Northern Europe, Iceland, Ireland. So, you know, a good summer in Scotland, like Ireland, we know there's a few places better.
Okay, so let's talk about getting there, because, like, obviously, super easy. What are options for getting to Scotland? Like, the ferry is a doddle, I believe, is it?
The ferry is an absolute doddle, and I think a bit overlooked. You've an option to go from either Belfast or Larne over to Stranraer and Cairnryan, and there are two excellent ferry companies, Stena and P&O, who offer that service. We all know, you mean, you can see Scotland from the Antrim coast. I think it's 8 miles across. So the ferry crossing is about 2 hours. So it's a good one, maybe if you're thinking of doing a family holiday, but are with your, you know, kids or a pet, but maybe,
yeah,
are not quite ready to brave Le Havre yet, or a French crossing.
Yeah, and you don't want a 24-hour puking session or whatever. This is more like a little boat trip, basically, is it?
2 hours. Yeah,
a pleasure cruise, yeah.
It's a full-on scale, like Nordic ferry, Stena, for example, so you have all the amenities online. But I remember my case, it was a nice evening crossing from Belfast, so I sauntered up from Cork during the afternoon, caught the ferry over, and on one trip I just overnighted in Stranraer when I landed, and then kind of made my way around from there. But the ferries are excellent. And obviously the airports, there's great connectivity. I mean, you can fly to Edinburgh from 6 Irish airports.
Okay.
Between, you know.
And Edinburgh is a popular city break now, isn't it? Like, August is a very popular time to go to Edinburgh, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a total, it's a huge like festival magnet in Edinburgh. You've got the Jazz and Blues Festival this summer, the International Book Festival, and then obviously the Fringe Festival. But the thing about the Fringe Festival is they call it the Fringe Inflation. Edinburgh now has got a reputation for having some of the most, not a reputation, a fact really, of some of the most expensive hotels in Europe. So I would definitely consider, you know, maybe looking at Glasgow, which is, I know, got a bit of a more of a
robust reputation. Robust, would that be what the word we're looking for?
Exactly, yeah. And Aberdeen is actually a great city too, and you can fly to Aberdeen from Belfast, I think, or just you know, drive over. But
okay,
but you know, the cities, but I think it's like kind of getting out into the Scottish landscape.
Let's get beyond the city. So for someone who wants to get out there and take in the scenery, or maybe a bit of a road trip or something, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I think one of the best trips I've ever done is from, you fly into Glasgow or if you ferried over, and then rent a car and boot on up to the Isle of Skye. And what's incredible about Scotland is that really dramatic landscape, you know, impacts, you know, a few gear shifts from Glasgow. So you hit, first of all, the Loch Lomond and Trossachs National Park, then you're into Fort William, which is, you know, Ben Nevis country. I mean, it's all so epically blockbuster. I remember passing a bagpiping busker. You know, it hits everything. Then you've got Loch Ness, where you can, obviously you've got your slightly hokey deep scan vessel tours, but you can, you know, you've got beautiful hiking and kayaking there too. The Glenfinnan Viaduct from the Harry Potter movie, that's obviously a popular one with children. But then once you veer onto Skye, you pass Ellandonan Castle, which is one of the most beautiful.
And you can drive onto Skye, yeah?
Yeah, Skye has been connected, I think, since the 90s to the mainland. So it just makes it a much more accessible island escape. I guess a bit like Achill in Mayo, where you'd still get that, you know, raw, rugged island life experience with the connectivity. And Skye is really outstanding. And actually, interestingly, a former Scots Gaelic stronghold, but there's still Scots Gaelic language education centre there, which is a cool place to pop in for a coffee and hear Gaelic still being spoken, as you may hear it, probably maybe more so, I'd say, in the Outer Hebrides, I'd say, but...
And clear, so when you went on your road trip to Cork to Antrim, ferry across, you drove then and ended up in the Shetland Islands. Tell me a bit about the Shetlands. It's a kind of a unique kind of place, is it?
It is, and they have a very strong, we'll say, Shetland identity versus Scottish. What would have been part of Norway up until 400 years ago, the Norwegian Kingdom, 500 years ago. So it has that kind of Nordic Scottish edge to it. But the journey itself was fine. I just crossed through Scotland in one day to make the Aberdeen crossing. Now, it's a 24-hour ferry over... Sorry, it's a night ferry, not a 24-hour ferry.
Okay.
It's a night ferry from Aberdeen to Lerwick, the capital of Scotland, which some people may know from that BBC Lerwick crime drama series. Beautiful historic stone cobbled old town, kind of that got that fishing maritime heritage, but also often with these small kind of autonomous spots like Shetland. It's only got 22,000 people, but it feels like the centre of its own world. So it's about 10 times bigger than, to use the Achill example again. So,
But it sounds like a completely different texture and everything. It is something very different, the Shetlands, to what we're
absolutely.
Used to.
Yeah. Amazing. Even being so remote as that, you kind of get that edge and incredible scenery, landscapes. You can see orcas there, puffins and wonderful wildlife, and of course the ponies.
Now, you're also suggesting a day trip to Scotland, especially if you're a whiskey lover.
Yes, and I think this is a really unheralded activity which you can do from Ireland. So there is actually a day trip which I've done from Ballycastle in County Antrim to the island of Islay in the Inner Hebrides. It's Islay. And there's a couple of operators. I went up with a group called Aquaholics. They've got small 12-passenger ferries which take you from Ballycastle. I mean, you can see Islay on a clear day by the time you are from the mainland anyway. But
you can see when you're on the way over anyway, yeah.
Exactly, a bit like, you know, Tory Island off Donegal. But so you skirt past Rathlin Island, and then you land on Islay after about an hour, and novelty enough, you're popped off the jetty at a distillery. So you can enjoy a dram of scotch and then make your way through, reminding me actually a little bit of the Beira Peninsula, beautiful wildflowers, kind of rolling hills. And you can make your way through the coastline for a couple of hours into the main village, I suppose you'd call it, of Port Ellen. And then, you know, enjoy a nice like fish and chips there and see the lovely lighthouse, enjoy the beaches on a nice day. And then you're taken back to Ballycastle in the afternoon, where you may even like spot like dolphins and more bird life on the way.
Very abstemious trip there. No, I'd say it's not like that for everybody. You just had the dram. Come here, before you go, Tom. I have a text here, three words, Scotland midges discuss. Is there a problem?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talk about a plague of locusts. Scotland is pretty known for a midge issue, particularly in summer weather. So if you're hiking in the Highlands, it could be an issue if you're around stagnant water. So use your prevention. Scotland have its own scientifically developed repellent called Smidge, easy to remember. But otherwise, don't wear bright colours and... you know, take youth protection.
Okay, but be aware. All right,
absolutely.
Listen, I'm sold. Well done, Tom Brannock.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Great spot. Mil fáilte. Slán, Brendan. Bye.